And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up this Saturday, July 20th, the Multicultural Center of the South will hold its 8th annual Taste of Culture fundraiser. That's going to be taking place at Diamond Jack's Casino in Bossier City. It opens at 6 p.m. And joining me this morning are Janice Gatlin, the director of the Multicultural Center of the South, and Ebru Waters, who is the chairman of A Taste of Culture. And they're going to tell us a little bit about this event. So thanks for coming in this morning, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
So first, let's talk about what the Multicultural Center of the South does. What is your mission specifically?
Basically, Bill, our mission is to educate the general public about all the different cultures that we have here in the area. A lot of times we use the arts in order to do that. There's 26 cultures have been identified in the area, and we have 17 of them on display at the Multicultural Center.
Okay, and you also do a lot of other educational programs as well. You've got like the Multicultural Academy. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, the Multicultural Academy is a program that we use to educate the young children, the early childhood, so we start early with the children. This particular program is housed at 81st ECE, and it's an extension of the classroom program. When the children get out of school in the, at 2:33, they go into this program, and they're there until 6 p.m.
And there's also children's activities, and you do something called the Teen Council.
The Teen Council, which is our culture club. It's comprised of students, for high school students, and tweens from the Shreveport and Bossier area. And they come and they interact. They learn about each other's culture, as well as we provide like a career fair for them. And then we have a day where they come and where we have speakers come in, talk to them about financing, college, health and nutrition, and stuff like that.
So it's a broad-ranging educational and after-school program then.
Right.
And you also do something that's intriguing to me because I'm a culinary fan. You do Christmas around the world, which I imagine tastes pretty good.
Yes. What we do, we decorate all the exhibits with all the Christmas trees from around the world. And it's open to the public for everybody to come in, view the Christmas trees, and like you said, eat, drink, and be merry.
Now, this is a fundraiser. Can you tell us a little bit about what folks can expect when they step over to Diamond Jack's for this Taste of Culture?
First of all, they can expect a great, great, wonderful event. We have food from all over the world, like Ms. Gatlin stated. The money we raised at that fundraiser, it goes to our teen council and our academy and all the educational events being held at Multicultural Center. We have not only food from different cultures, but we also have dance, we have music, we have all kinds of different activities that you cannot find anywhere else.
And there will also be arts work and craft work and things like that from various cultures as well?
Yes, definitely, yes.
So really when you come, this is like going through a microcosm of the planet, if you will, in a small setting.
Yes,
but you're going to get a taste, literally a taste of all of these different cultures. Do you have any information you'd like to share with us about some of the musical performances that people might be able to hear?
Yeah, there'll be classical dancing there from India. We have some Hispanic dancing that's going to take place. I believe she's going to do maybe some tango and maybe a merengue that she'll be doing. And we're going to have some of the children perform, too. So everybody will get a chance to see kind of what the children get to do also. So we're going to make the children, since it's about them, we're going to make them part of what's going on that night.
And this really is designed to be fun for the whole family.
Yes.
Right? Do you have any other things that you'd like to share with our audience about what they can expect?
Sometimes we're a little afraid to try different things, but if you want to walk on the wild side for one evening, We'd love to have you come out and experience something new.
And Tom Pace and KLSA TV's Sharice Gibson will be emceeing this event
They'll
for you.
They'll be emceeing the event for
you. And there's
evening.
Also going to be a silent auction. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the items that folks might be able to come in and bid on?
Yeah, there'll be dinners for two from restaurants like Ernest, Superior Steakhouse, Little Italiano, Carrabba's, hotel stays. So there'll be a lot of different things that they can bid on.
Topping all of this off, the chef there at Diamond Jack's is going to be cooking some special Germanic dishes for folks as well, is he not?
Yeah, he's going to be cooking several different German dishes.
And there's going to be a lot of other people that literally are bringing their best skills at culinary delight to bear for this event. Mm-hmm. So when we say it's a taste of culture, literally it's the sights, the sounds, the smells, and the taste of various cultures from around the world.
Yes.
And not only that, they will decorate their tables with their cultures. Not only you get to taste the food, but you get to see their unique arts and different artifacts from their culture.
So it should be a very colorful and beautiful and certainly a culinary delight for those who want to come out and bring the kids out as well. It's never too early to let them know this is a big planet and there's a lot of cool stuff on this planet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you again for having us.
You're most welcome. That was Janice Gatlin, Director of the Multicultural Center of the South, and Ebru Waters, Chairman of A Taste of Culture. And this annual celebration of diversity in food, music, dance, and the arts will take place this Saturday, July 20th at 6 p.m. at Diamond Jack's Casino in Bossier City. More information can be found on their website, which is www.mccsouth.org, or you can call 318-424-1380. You can also visit the Red River Radio website for links and more information. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett. Thank you.